Authors and IT specialists Paul Riando and Nick Bernfeld have written a book set to go on the shelves right about now. It's called IT Freefall, The Business Owner's Guide to Avoiding Technology Pitfalls. It's a tool that can be used by businesses of all sizes, which is great, badly needed, but these local authors donated all the proceeds from the book sales to Big Brothers Big Sisters of the Ocean State, a cause that we talk about quite often here on Talk of the Town. So that's a great thing. So put it together.
That's more than a great reason to have Nick Bernfeld join me on the Talk of the Town line. Nick, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you very much for having me.
Great pleasure. Nice to have you with us. You're from Denmark.
Yeah, I was actually born in Copenhagen, Denmark, and we moved over to the United States when I was very young. So very, very exciting. Definitely like this country a lot, but I go back and visit Denmark every once in a while.
That's great. That's very great to hear. So interesting. How did you get into IT?
So I started when I was very young. I actually went to URI. They have a great program there for IT and specializing in those programs. And my father's also in kind of the security field, so that crosses over a lot into IT and security and cybersecurity, which is, you see that on the news a lot lately with, you can't turn around and stop hearing it.
Right. And you started Southern New England Computer Services with Paul Riando. How did you two get together, and when did you take the big leap and get into business?
So we actually, we worked together down in Twin Willows in Narragansett in the restaurant business. We actually started in the restaurant business, and we were just kind of putting systems together, and this is about 14 years ago, just putting systems together, kind of creating them, things like that. And finally, we decided, you know what, we're going to take the jump, and we started a retail store. We started in Lincoln Mall, actually, and it was actually very good, very successful, kind of grew out of that space, and we moved to North Smithfield. The store got bigger, got more clients, eventually moved into more of the business side of things as the iPad and things like that come out. You know, the price wedges down, so you go on to the next thing, and that's businesses. So we've been doing businesses for the past 5 to 7 years, and that's been a huge growth for us. We now expanded to, we have a store in Johnston, Rhode Island as well. And we basically maintain a lot of small business computers. And over the years, we've found you see the same kind of issues as you walk in, whether it's network security or just maybe the client doesn't know exactly what they should be doing with the computers or how they should be protecting themselves. So we kind of wrote this book to help small business owners kind of navigate that difficult landscape of IT. It's very technical, a lot of geek speak out there, so it's very confusing. So with this book, we try to help them understand just the key points they need to know and maybe choosing the right IT person, or if they want to maintain it themselves, a couple quick things that they can do to kind of look at those key points.
All right. You call your book IT Freefall, The Business Owner's Guide to Avoiding Technology Pitfalls. How do we know if we're in IT freefall?
So that's a good question. And oftentimes it's really, do you feel like you're in an IT freefall? Are you comfortable with your backups? You know, can you get to sleep at night? I hear that a lot from business owners. You know, I'm staying up at night late thinking, are my backups safe? And sometimes you don't really know until it happens, where you go and something happens to your computer and you're like, okay, I'm going to restore this backup, right? And you go to that backup, but it's not there. It's missing, or you try to restore the file, and it's just not working. So oftentimes, you really don't know you're into the kind of free fall until it's happening, and that's kind of unfortunate. So this book kind of arms you and asks you those questions. You know, are you having these issues? Do you feel comfortable in this particular area of, you know, your website security maybe, or your backup security? These are the kind of key aspects that we hone in on. So, but oftentimes, I mean, if you're frustrated with your current, you know, IT person, or maybe your computers keep crashing, or really everyone has computer problems. I'm sure you do at home. So,
my computer problem mostly is that I have a 14-year-old who I can't get off the computer, and it's not that he's playing games; he's writing songs.
Oh, interesting.
I mean, you know, in most families, it's like, hey, you know, come out of the bathroom, right?
Yeah.
It's like, come on, Amadeus, get off the computer so that I can get on here and do my work. Dad, I'm writing a song. Leave me alone. So that's most of my computer problem. I don't have any real problems in the world, but a lot of people do, and there are new threats every day, aren't there? I mean, you write in your book about something called evil twins, and this is something new we have to worry about now. Tell us about evil twins.
So, you know, evil twins, there's actually a lot of different these kind of constant viruses coming out. And so some of these viruses, you know, the evil twins and the crypto locker and these different things are constantly evolving. And so there's duplication, and actually the latest one that most small businesses have seen is actually hit when Socket Police Department crypto locker. And basically what that is something that every small business should be protecting themselves against. But basically what it is it's a virus and it takes all your files and it encrypts them. And then it's called ransomware. So it tries to charge you money to get those files back. And if you don't have a very good backup system, you end up either paying the cost or losing those files. And as you know, even your son making music, there's a lot of time put into files, these documents. So if he's put in, you know, 15 hours or something like that, then you don't want to lose that time you put in. And with work, it's the same kind of concept. You can put hundreds and hundreds of hours into something. And if it becomes like their QuickBooks file, which you need for taxes, is very, you know, concerning. So you definitely want to make sure that backup is really locked down. You have a really good business class antivirus if you're a business. And if you're a home user, definitely make sure you at least have some sort of antivirus on there. Keep it up to date. Keep those scans going. But at the best, any antivirus is only going to catch about 80% of what's out there. So I do recommend you actually use two pieces of software, antivirus software, and then maybe like a malware scanner. A great free one that you know, everyone can download is called Malwarebytes. So that's a good free one that, you know, the listeners can download.
The other thing is you have to really control yourself, and so much of this really is exacerbated when you click somewhere where you shouldn't be clicking. And I'm not talking about going onto a porn site. It can be any kind of a goofy site or something that one of these chain, you know, click if you love this or whatever. Stay away from that stuff, right? How much of our problems are caused by these things that we click on that we shouldn't click on?
Absolutely. I mean, you hit the nail on the head there. So basically, if you never use the computer, it wouldn't get infected. it's the users that get those viruses in. I know sometimes it seems like the computers kind of download the viruses themselves, but you're right. For the most part, you know, it's something you click, and it's generally not the user's fault. It's something that's popping up. It's, you know, maybe you're on a Facebook site and there's a side link off there, or you're getting an email and, you know, it looks kind of suspicious. Maybe it's from a friend. Hey, check these pictures out. And you're curious, so you click on them, and next thing you know, you're infected. It's often due to kind of not patching the latest Windows updates or the latest browser updates. So getting a good pop-up blocker actually can help. I recommend Google Chrome. It does a very good job at blocking them, and another add-on called AdBlock. And actually, I should have that in my book, and I believe I do. So there's a couple good tips in there that you can get from there. But you're right, getting those pop-ups and things like that's where a lot of them come in, the nasty viruses.
Well, that's it. And just resist that irresistible urge to click. Oh, have you checked this out? And it looks, as you say, it looks like someone that you know, but double check, because there can be a slight difference. There's a look. You know, you talk about these, you talk about in your book, things like fake wireless internet hotspots that look legitimate. But you know what? If you're careful and you're really conscientious, you can tell when something is just a little bit off, because they don't get the graphics quite right. They don't get the placement quite right. So if you take a minute and really look over something, you can spot a fake in a minute.
Absolutely, absolutely. And so we have a retail store, so we see a lot of these retail clients come in, just home clients, that have these issues. And the big thing where, you know, we see lately are the bank kind of spoofs and the bank hacks. And
right.
We actually have had clients who have gotten money sifted out of their bank accounts and, you know, sent overseas. And, you know, they walk in off the street and they said, you know, this happened to me. I don't know how it happened. What they have to do at that point, of course, is get the... You do, and you're absolutely right. If you don't trust the site, if you don't trust the email, just go to the bank website. Go to, you know, citizensbank.com, type it in manually. Don't click on that link. Instead, browser to the site that you're trying to get to. Don't click through the email or the pop-up or whatever's happening. So you can, like you said, you can usually tell there's something off, there's some misspelling in there, the colors don't look right, something's not. If it doesn't feel right, don't click on it. Absolutely.
That's it. Save us from ourselves. That's basically what you have to do, Nick. You have to save us from ourselves with
yes.
your book, IT Freefall, The Business Owner's Guide to Avoiding Technology Pitfalls. And it's available all over the place. It's on Kindle and as an audio book and all of the rest, and at your bookstores. And it's at some local bookstores, too, and you have a book release celebration coming. Tell us about that.
Absolutely, yeah. So actually on this Thursday night from 6 to 8 p.m., which is October 29th, it's going to be a book launch at Symposium Books, which is in East Greenwich, right across from the Showcase Cinemas there.
Yep.
So right across from there. Basically having the book launch or the book signing, all the proceeds, again, will go directly to Big Brothers, Big Sisters of the Ocean State. Great nonprofit that we've worked with for many years, great group of people. So we really, you know, appreciate everything they do for us, and we try to give back as much as we can. There will actually be a Microsoft Surface Pro raffle giveaway, free to anyone who comes by. So you have the chance of winning that. We get drinks, we get door refreshments, wine, cheese, things like that. So stop by, you know, come see us, come say hi. If you have any IT questions, we'll be happy to try to answer them in a quick amount of time. And, you know, but basically a stop by, that's what we're doing lately. And, of course, check out itfreefall.com for more details. We have the website and all the links that you need on that website.
And proceeds of the book are going to Big Brothers, Big Sisters of the Ocean State, which is a great program, local mentoring program. Talked about it extensively, and it's a great thing you're doing. Well, great to talk to you, Nick. Great pleasure. Good luck with the book. Good luck with your business, and we'll talk again soon. Thanks very much.
I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Anytime. Nick Bernfeld and Paul Riando, they have a local IT business, Southern New England Computer Services, and they've got a book, IT Free.